Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
I want to read you tweets from the front lines of the COVID crisis here in New York City. This is from Dr. Anna Podolangsik, a pulmonologist at New York's Presbyterian Hospital. Quote, I told a 28-year-old that he needs intubation. He was scared, couldn't breathe. I told the wife of a 47-year-old that he is dying over FaceTime. I bronched a COVID-19 patient who mucus plugged. It saved his life, risk mine. I walked through the emergency department as ambulances kept rolling in, bringing in more patients with oxygen saturation levels in the 60s. I worked with an amazing team of residents, fellows, nurses, and respiratory therapists. I am completely humbled by their heroic effort and teamwork.